Welcome to the latest installment of Aloud's monthly Plug Night podcast, brought to you by Aloud.com, for those who want it louder. November was the last Plug Night of the year, held at the Fly venue on New Oxford Street with the support of our friends at Gibson Guitars, who ensured the sound and technical stuff all ran very smoothly. To celebrate our bash of 2007, there were five bands on stage to perform and entertain a packed-out crowd instead of the usual four. There was barely time to breathe in between the sets, but this just increased the revelry and adrenaline of everyone there, from the youthful punk of the Flaming Monkeys to the quirky lo-fi orchestrations of Ruben Remus, the solo artist with bands Stuart Mack, to the Moon's jangly retro rock and roll, and finally, the all-out rock and punk explosion of the Red Star Rebels. First up with the Flaming Monkeys. With an average age of just 15, it's hard to believe that the band first started over 4 years ago. With a glam punk influence and look that belies their age, these young whippersnappers literally brought the whole audience back to the late 70s with a raucous, riotous performance that had the whole crowd cheering at the end. We caught up with the band to find out that their age really doesn't make a difference, except on school nights.
I don't think it's really much different for us than it is for anyone else.
It just means people sit up and take more notes.
And then we have to get up for school the next hour.
As soundcheck kicked in for one of the bands downstairs, they shouted to Aloud about their rock and roll influences.
Yeah, I think we're influenced quite a lot by kind of like old school punk, sort of like Sex Pistols and stuff, but also got a lot of like glam influences, like Motley Crue and stuff. But it's mostly pop.
And where do they see themselves in 10 years' time?
Rocking and rolling.
Here's the Flaming Monkeys with Dunna Runner. Next up were the Surreal Minds of Ruben Remus, a mixture of nationalities and personalities. Talking to this group is almost as confusing as saying their name for the first time and not getting it wrong. Founding member Stu explains how the band evolved into the five-piece they are today.
Yeah, I mean, it was Nick and myself, Nick and Stu started the band, and we got rejected out of another band, so we thought, well, rather than sort of sit around doing nothing, we might as well start our own thing. So, and it was fairly interesting at first. We weren't trying to emulate the White Stripes at all, but we were just drums and guitar at the time. But yeah, we got fairly desperate and we thought, well, okay, well, either we expand or we dissolve. So we put an advert and we found James. And the rest is been a long struggle. So where we are today.
After a little probing, it turns out that singer Vince, originally from Canada, didn't actually come over to England to start a band at all. But don't worry, he is only joking.
Came over here because I'm an IRA assassin. Murder the Queen, or sleep with her, whichever came first. She's hot.
Bands, eh? Always causing trouble. Anyway, here's Ruben Remus with Neon Blue Nylons. Is an unusual phenomenon, a solo artist who plays with a band, which actually comes very naturally to him, as he explains.
I don't know, like, people often ask how I figure out about writing, but I honestly literally just sit there and write, and when it works, and I think actually this is something to work on here, it kind of, I can see the whole thing in my head. So when I'm writing, I might be sitting writing on an acoustic, but I can hear the lead line, and I can hear the drums, and I can hear the overall sound, and how it's going to get produced and stuff. So that's when you kind of know you've got one that might work, because I can kind of see all the other bits fall into place.
Versed in the art of DIY, Stuart is on a mission to make his mark musically on the world, no matter what it takes. He's even set up his own label to put out his debut album.
I mean, that's the difference now. It's like we kind of sat there and done this album, and gone on the days where, you know, that's it. You've kind of, unless anyone's going to pick you up and back you, you can't do anything. Like, literally, you can get someone to digitally distribute it across all the top networks. You can, you know, you can sell it via your own site and keep 100% of the profits. And, you know, it kind of, it's a no-brainer, really, but just got to hope that people don't buy it.
Here's Stuart Mack with Turn This Thing Around.
You still are to me.
penultimate act was The Moons, a newly formed band fronted by Andy Crofts, who was, and still is, bassist with the On-Offs. In fact, most of the members of this band belong to other groups as well. So how and why did this one get together? Andy explains.
We were doing the On-Offs, as some people know, and it got to the point where we wanted to write, we all write our own stuff, and you know, we wanted to do different stuff. So I thought, okay, I'm going to put a new band together, The Moons. Simple as that, really. Earlier in the year, about sort of February time, and then I started demoing stuff acoustically, just like on a little tiny little 8-track recorder, and then I got into the studio and recorded like decent recordings, and that was it, really. It's not no rocket science there, you know. Just got a new thing together. It's quite exciting because I'm obviously the singer songwriter this time, and in the On-Offs it was Danny Connors, and I was also writing, but Danny done such a good job then, I didn't need to write, but I want to write now. So
with 2007 near its end, Andy outlines his plans for The Moons come January.
The plan is, I want to, because we're unsigned, simple as that, really. I want to get a record deal and I want to release an album. Now, if I don't get a record deal, I'll either record an album myself and do it as a like internet only release and make it more exclusive to people who actually really want to buy it. So it's not about money, it's about I want to get the music out there.
Here's The Moons with Let It Go.
Hide behind religion, drop the hate you feel for me. Where's the bun we used to have? A bun of pure electricity. Let it go, let's try to forget about it. Let it go, and listen to the loud. Let it go, life's too short to care about.
By the time Red Star Rebels were up, the crowd had increased in size until it was literally bursting at the seams, their fans eager to get as close to the band as possible. In an impressive exhibition of rock and roll showmanship, with a slight tongue-in-cheek edge of Spinal Tap humour, the band practically blew themselves away with their debauched rock and roll. Their performance tonight probably quite different from their first ever shows. Over to singer-guitarist Johnny.
A prison tour was our first ever tour. We kind of figured that we spent 6 months behind closed doors. You know, a lot of bands, they form, they want to get out, they want to gig loads. We kind of kept ourselves behind closed doors to be able to get the act polished to a place where we're happy with it. And then we kind of figured that the toughest crowds we could play to the prisons with the prison tour.
Red Star Rebels have played with some pretty big names too, including some of their heroes, as the band explain, though it seems there's only one missing from the list.
This year we've toured constantly.
We met Tommy Lee and he sorted us out with that.
Yeah. We picked up a few celebrities following us somehow. I can't know, but yeah, he was here. He got to talk with Bryce Destruction, Nicky Six, long time pal. So yeah, that got us that. But
And Gilby Clark from Guns N' Roses. We got a tour as a result of that as well. So because all those LA guys kind of know each other, I guess. So
Ozzy Osbourne as well.
It doesn't really get much more rock and roll than that, then, does it? And judging from the crowd's reaction, their sleazy rock and roll was just the thing to finish up the night. Have a listen to Sometimes and hear for yourself. Won't be another plug night until March now, we're afraid, but that gives you more time to gear yourself up for it. Just think, the winter will be over, hopefully, and the sun will be shining, so come join us to celebrate. To find out how you can be there, visit www.aloud.com/plugged for details. Aloud, for when you want it louder.